Off the ball. Rugby.
He was at the Stormers for a long time.
Yeah.
He's such a good coach. And I say coach, I mean the work ethic, the detail, the way he conveys it. No ego. You don't see him trying to take any media limelight. He's not come with celebrity. He just wants to win. And I think he's like one of the best coaches I've ever come across.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball daily.
And speaking of Abu, Katie Taylor Abu Freshen, delighted now to be joined on Off the Ball by Eddie Hearn. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I have to say, we are all so excited here. I mean, did you think the tickets would sell out that fast? I mean, 40,000 tickets in the pre-sale, we're at 80,000. I think the ink was still wet on the papers and they were gone. They're all gone.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I will just say there are a handful of tickets left on the floor, just to let you know. But yes, we are through 80,000. Okay. Honestly, I think it's always, you know, maybe promoter talk when you say we probably could have sold it out twice, but a huge portion of those tickets was so in demand. And what we decided with Katie and Peter Akin was to price those really accordingly. Like we said, you know, €38 for the cheapest ticket, down to close to 32 when you bought those family packages, which is, you know, really unheard of for an event of that magnitude. And that was important, I think, for Ireland as well, that was accessible. But what it also did was create this unbelievable demand where, you know, I feel bad because of the amount of people that are messaging me in it. I was on all day, you know, please, can you just find me four? And it's like, unfortunately, when you get an event like this, some people, you know, can't get tickets. And that's a shame, but there are 80,000 that have. And, you know, I'm just over the moon. I mean, it was, I don't know, you can say it was a gamble. You know, I think because of the size of the venue and the cost of the venue, you always worry as a promoter that, you know, it's not like selling 25 or 30. 80,000 for a fight is a huge, huge ask. And I just can't believe it. You know, it's going to be, I think it's going to be the greatest atmosphere at any boxing event I've ever witnessed, you know, certainly in my lifetime. And I'm so pleased for her as well. Oh. And everybody, you know, the whole tour. And, you know, it's interesting as well. I was saying to the team today, there's a real value on, you know, boots on the ground, I call it, and kind of doing your work in the community and around. And that bus tour that she did, which, you know, we first told her, me and Brian Peters, that it was probably going to take one day. I think it was four or five, the time she did the entire country. And that was important to her. And that kind of thing just really epitomizes what Katie Taylor's about. To see those images, to see her in the boxing clubs, to see her in the schools. And like I said, yeah, over the moon. This is going to be one of the biggest sporting events Ireland's ever seen.
I have to commend you on the price of the tickets because it does make it very accessible for people. I'm sure there are those listening right now who are trying to find those last few remaining tickets.
I know, yeah.
Eddie, tell us, how is Katie since the news broke that she has sold out Croke Park on September 5th?
Yeah, she's so happy, you know. She's kind of shocked because, as you know, she's extremely humble. So she's like, you know, really, really? Like, no one really knew. There's no blueprint for this. You know, I can't tell you. We were having bets in the office. Is it going to be 40,000? Is it going to be 50,000, 60,000? And yeah, no, I don't think anyone expected them to go all on the first day of sale. So it's an incredible honour to be working on this event. She's humbled. She's so happy. She's honoured as well. And, you know, like I said, we'll be creating something really special on September 5th.
I don't think there's been such a demand for tickets for an event. Like, we obviously had Oasis here last summer and, you know, people are really scrambling for them. And, you know, it sold out so fast. But that just shows what Katie Taylor has done for Ireland. And, you know, she is one of our greatest sporting heroes and one of the best we'll ever see. And now I'm sure she can understand. I know she's very humble. I've met her a few times and she's incredible. But she must really understand now and realise the magnitude and the effect that she has on the people of Ireland.
Yeah, I think we all do. And she's such a special person, you know. I mean, like I said, she's so humble. She's one of the greatest fighters ever across male and female boxing. She's dedicated her whole life to the sport, to representing her country so proudly as well. And they've repaid her here. They really have. You know, we couldn't have done this event without the support of the Irish people. And it's all very well saying, yeah, Eddie, you know, get Katie Croke Park. But it's another thing actually filling the thing. And that everybody's kept to their promise, you know, they really have. And that's why we want to create something so special. I want everybody in that arena September 5th, not just to sort of pay homage to Katie Taylor. And by the way, she needs to win as well. You know, the Undisputed Championship's on the line as well. But everybody to just experience that moment and to leave that stadium feeling like that was a where were you moment. And that's what will be created on the night. Because like I said, you won't see an occasion or an atmosphere like this again in boxing.
I already have goosebumps even just talking to you right now, because even just imagining the night and the whole experience, and I'd imagine the show that's going to be put on as well. It's going to be absolutely incredible. You mentioned there, of course, Katie still has a fight that she has to win. So how is she preparing for that? Because obviously, I suppose the excitement, I'd imagine the emotion, because it's Croke Park, it's her final fight as well. But, you know, having to, I suppose, maybe shut out the outside noise, but also still soak it all up.
Yeah, that's difficult, because like I said, when she's walking out, like I said to her, you know, you've got to walk around the whole pitch when you ring walk. She's like, oh, I've got to go in there and win a fight, you know, and you've got to get the mix right. I mean, she trains so hard all the time anyway, so that's never going to be an issue. But you've got to really keep a lid on the emotion. I don't think there'll be a dry eye in the house when she ring walks on September 5th. And I don't know how she's going to keep it together, let alone go in there and win. And listen, the fight will be a war. Every Katie Taylor fight's a war, and she wouldn't want anything else. So, you know, like I said, she's an absolute professional in every aspect of her career. So I'm sure she'll be fine, but it will be unbelievably emotional, because she knows that she'll be ring walking for the last ever time in her career in front of 80,000 at Croke Park. I mean, it just, you couldn't write it.
This was always obviously her dream. And I know there's been talk about this for so many years, trying to get it over the line, but you finally got it over the line. How hard was it to get it over the line, and now to see that it's actually sold out so fast?
Yeah, I think, look, there's no blueprint for it, like I said. So it wasn't like Croke Park have done boxing before. And you've seen my comments. It is a very expensive stadium to run events at, you know, and there's a reason for that, because it's fantastic. They want to relay the turf. They want to make sure the security is in place. And that's why we brought in Peter Aiken as well, who's filled that place time and time again, knows the costs, knows the stadium. But, you know, everybody played their part here to make it happen. But the reality is if you don't sell it, it's a disaster and it doesn't work. So, you know, these last couple of days, everyone's had their fingers crossed, hoping that we made the right decision, and everybody's been repaid in that respect by the people of Ireland. But the one that's most important is Katie Taylor, because like I said, if we didn't have this confidence and this swell of support from a nation that we'd fill it, we probably wouldn't have been able to go ahead with it. So everything's paid off, and now we've just got to build up for a great night and enjoy the moment.
Since you first started like working with Katie Taylor, like what have you learned about maybe the Irish fans and I suppose just the way that we are and how supportive we are?
Oh, well, I mean, I've known that for most of my career, because I grew up, you know, with my father promoting big fights in Ireland. I remember being in Mill Street, Cork, for Steve Collins against Chris Eubank. And, you know, we've had huge events all over Ireland as well. But, you know, specifically the Katie Taylor fight at Madison Square Garden against Amanda Serrano, the first fight where, I don't know, there was 8, 9, 10,000 Irish, felt like 100,000 Irish. You know, you guys are unbelievably passionate. And you know, that's why I believe the atmosphere will be the greatest ever seen for a boxing event as well. But, you know, I've seen the fact that you give the support to your own, and especially those who, you know, carry their flag with so much pride. And it's difficult to find someone that Ireland means more to than Katie Taylor. Like, you know, I can't speak more highly enough of her. She's a motivation to me. She's a wonderful person. She's an incredible fighter. And her legacy will live on forever, not just in Ireland, but across world sport and beyond female boxing. She's changed female boxing. She did that years ago. But this is a moment, I think, but yeah, not just for young girls, which it has been traditionally that Katie Taylor's motivated. It's for everybody. Like, if you can adopt the same kind of passion and hard work and dedication and integrity that she does in her life, like, you're going to be on the right path. And like I said, we're going to, and the fact that she does it so humbly, you know, and then that's why I think this is going to be such an incredible moment.
I felt extremely honoured that I got to sit down with the Q&A with Katie only a couple of weeks ago now, or a couple of months ago. And we also got to go for like a run, and I got to run with her and beside her. And I just found, even being that close to her and in her presence, you could just feel it off her. Like, she is, she's just... like I said, there's so many words you could probably use to describe her. We'd run out of words, because wouldn't run out of words, because she's just incredible. And she has, as you mentioned, she's done so much for boxing, she's done so much for sport, she's done so much for this country. And I think it's incredible what we're giving her as her final fight as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the way she carries herself, that faith that she has as well. She's a very quiet person. She's actually very, very funny. But she's like you said, she's got that aura without swanning around in expensive cars and sunglasses and, you know, big entourages and stuff like that. And that's what makes her so special. You know, when you go into these studios with her, like these TV shows, radio shows, everybody comes out. You know, from kids to grandmas to, you know, it's like everybody loves Katie Taylor, and rightfully so.
Rightfully so, as you said. Of course, she is taking on French boxer Flora Pili, and she'll be defending her WBO, WBA, IBF, Ring Magazine titles, and of course, fights for the vacant WBC Super Lightweight Championship. I mean, I had to write it all down because I was nearly going to lose track. She has been an absolute superstar for us. Of course, a lot of talk around the undercard yet to be announced. What can you tell us, Eddie Hearn?
Well, now we've sold out, we're not going to have an undercard. We're just going to do the Katie Taylor fight. I'm joking. Yeah. No, we've had literally every Irish fighter approach us, retired and current. And there'll be 8 fights on the undercard. There'll be some big all-Irish clashes. There'll be some big names. We want to really create something. I love boxing. I want to see great fights. I want to give people opportunities, young Irish fighters opportunities, big all-Ireland clashes as well. And, you know, like I said, this will be not just a big night of boxing. This will be a big night of entertainment. There'll be music. I'm not going to give too much away at the moment. There'll be some big names there as well. Like, everybody wants to help out. Everybody wants to be a part of it. Everybody wants to be in that moment. So great undercard, music, entertainment, and a night you'll never forget.
Can you give us any clues?
No, because I'm negotiating a lot of fights at the moment. I don't want to put myself in a bad position. It's quite funny, though, because... just to give you a little bit of my world, we've been negotiating for the last couple of weeks around sort of certain fights, and some fighters saying, you know, get me on because I'll sell a load of tickets, and you need, it's like, no, well, we haven't got any tickets. So that sort of changes that. So, but, you know, we want competitive matchups that the country and boxing fans can get excited about. I mean, this fight, this show sort of goes beyond boxing fans. So a lot of people in that arena won't even necessarily know the fighters that are on the undercard. Like, the fight fans will, and they can get really excited, but we still, it's still our chance to showcase boxing to the casual audience as well. There'll be a load of families there. There'll be, you know, fight fans, there'll be sports fans, there'll be people that have never even watched boxing before, let alone been to an event live. So we want to show them how great the sport is, and we want to give them a brilliant night of entertainment.
It's just going to be spectacular because when, you know, I've just seen like fights on the television, and you can, you know, Madison Square Garden, which you mentioned, I think it was the highest decibel rating at the Olympics with Katie's fight, you know, so there's all these huge moments, like historical moments that she's already created. So I can't even imagine what the show is going to be like in Croke Park, because as you mentioned, the size of the place, the crowds, the electricity, the sound, the energy, it's all going to be there.
Yeah, we just got to get there now, September 5th, and the ole, 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 the national anthem, you know, all this stuff, like the ring walk. Like I said, it'll be a moment you never forget, whether you're watching on TV, on DAZN, or you're in the arena, you will never forget this moment.
I think, of course, TV will be a big one for so many people because, as I mentioned, a lot of people were quite disappointed that they didn't secure tickets because, obviously, just everyone jumped on board and everyone was there bright and early. So I guess people will be able to all tune in live and experience what's going to happen in Croke Park?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it'll be broadcast live and exclusive on DAZN around the world, kind of become the global home of boxing. There are some additional conversations with DAZN about, you know, potentially partnering up with an Irish broadcaster as well to give it that wider reach. But yeah, the whole world will be able to see this. And, you know, Ireland should be proud because the world will be tuning in to watch this, and it'll be mind-blowing to watch on TV the scenes, you know, that'll be broadcast from Croke Park.
You know, I think we can't wait. We all really can't wait. And I'm delighted that it is kind of close enough. You know, we've a lot going on for the summer, but I think the summer's going to go so fast. And before we know it, we're all going to be in Croke Park. Eddie Hearn, before I let you go, I just want to ask a question about Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury. It's been making headlines again today.
Yeah, I mean, not much to say other than the fight signed. You know, July 25th, Anthony will be back in the ring. August 1st. Tyson Fury's having his kind of warm-up as well. They're both fights that both guys are supposed to get through. We've all signed the contract for the fight to take place. We're waiting on the venue. You know, the contract states that the fight must take place in the UK. We also know that Turki Alashik is paying the bill for the fight. So if he wants to change the venue, there'll have to be a renegotiation and a chat. But both guys, AJ and Fury, entered that fight with the understanding and the hope that the fight would take place in the UK. And I think that's important. It's the biggest fight in British boxing history. And, you know, we look forward to hopefully both guys getting the win in their upcoming fights. And then finally, you know, getting in the ring against each other, which has been something that fight fans have wanted for a long, long time.
Well, we had Muhammad Ali in Croke Park in 1972. We will have Katie Taylor on September 5th. And who knows? I mean, Tyson Fury has got Irish family, so you never know. That could be, Croke Park could be the future venue.
We shall see. Firstly, Katie Taylor.
Obviously, we cannot wait. Eddie Hearn, it's an absolute pleasure to chat to you on Off the Ball this evening. And as we mentioned, Katie Taylor, Croke Park, September 5th, sold out to all who are heading along. You are in for an absolute treat. You are going to be a part of history. We look forward to seeing you back here again soon, Eddie. Gurmila Magath.
Thank you, take care.
Off the Ball, daily.